Good morning. Draft time again. Scouts downstairs working hard on the draft board. Coach McAdoo's in there, and Mark Ross, Chris Mara, all of our personnel people. Exciting time for us, like always, and we're looking forward to next week. Try to help our team in the draft. We're open to, before you ask the question, we're open to moving up. We're open to moving back. And I'll take any questions.
Jerry, last week John said that this draft is more important than the others have been. Do you share that philosophy?
Not for me. All the drafts are important for me. I understand why John would say something like that, but all the drafts are very important to me, and I think all the drafts are important to John as well. And I think when you say something like that, I think it, you know, gets taken out of context a little bit, but I understand what he was saying, but all the drafts are important.
You said you're willing to move up or move down. Have you had any such offers?
I can't talk about that, but we're willing to move up or move down.
Do you sense more activity this year? I mean, there's already been three trades in the top 10. Do you sense more people looking to move up, down?
No, not really, Jordan. I think, you know, in the draft, you never know what's going to happen. You try to prepare yourself for everything, but it could be a lot of movement. It could be not much more movement. Who knows?
Jerry, go ahead.
You obviously, with regards to trades, the history, you've traded up more than, you haven't traded down at any point since you've been the general manager. Is that just your thinking? Is that your philosophy? Is that just the way it kind of works down in your mind? How do you view that?
No, it's just how it unfolded. You know, the draft is, you know, after every pick, the draft changes after every pick. So, and sometimes you can move up, sometimes you can move back. And just so happened we've been able to move up a couple of times.
Jerry, back at the combine, you said you guys were going to take the best available player. Have you stuck to that philosophy now that we've had more time evaluation, or have you focused on a certain position at all?
Best player available. What are you laughing at, Steve?
Do you take into consideration at all? I mean, three of your last four first-round picks have been used on offensive linemen. Do you take that into consideration at all of how much resources you can put in a short period of time into one specific position group, or is that not a factor for you guys even at all?
No, we're just trying to, you know, put the guys up there in the best order that we can and pick the best player available on the board when we pick.
Jerry, a lot of focus goes to the first round pick. Have you guys changed your philosophy, or I guess what is your philosophy going in when you look at rounds 3, 4, 5 this year compared to the previous year?
It's the same thing, Tom. You know, we put guys in the first row, we put guys in the second row, in the third row, and when it's our time to pick, we try to pick the best player in the row. You know, sometimes we can get, you know, two players out of the first row. You know, we like it when we can get two players who we got in the first row. We like it like that. And because, again, you know, in the first row, you know, all those guys are not really first-round pick. That's why we call them rows.
Difference has it been working with Ben and his staff versus working with Tom and his staff?
It's like always, you know, our coaches have always been a part of the process since I've been with the New York Giants for 21 years, and nothing has changed with respect to that.
Jerry, after the season, both you and John Mara said that you were going to obviously study what went right and what went wrong with bringing players in and maybe make some changes, maybe not make some changes. You know, how extensive was that study, kind of a self-analysis? And, you know, have there been any changes with how you deal with the scouts, what you want the scouts to do, things like that?
Yeah, we looked at a lot of things, and, you know, it's, you know, I'm not going to sit here and divulge what we talked about and what we discovered and what we looked at, but we worked hard on some things. And, I know this. I know our scouts, you know, work their behinds off, and they do all the work. They're on the road for almost 200 days out of the year, and you know, they do the legwork for us, and they do a tremendous job for us.
Without getting into details, then, since you won't, I mean, did you find anything that you found interesting and things that maybe you would tweak moving forward?
There's always things that you find interesting when you do some research, and there were some interesting things that we found.
How much does your team's recent history with injuries affect the way you evaluate draft prospects you have?
Well, I think we've had some bad luck with injuries. You always try, you know, we had a medical meeting last night, and we talked about the guys who, you know, are in some injury risk, and we try to minimize our risk, but, you know, it's football, you know, grown men hitting each other with helmets, you know, guys get injured. It's part of the business.
How do you sort of view it? I mean, there's a couple guys that obviously have significant injuries in the draft that missed a good chunk or most of last year. Is it as simple as you guys decide whether they can, you know, you can or cannot draft them, or what kind of factors go into it for you in assessing that risk?
Well, we listen to our doctors, you know. If our doctors said, you know, the risk is too high, or they reject guys, and we don't take them.
You wouldn't just drop guys down and round and see they're on or off kind of deal?
Well, if the injury is so significant that, you know, it's like school. F is bad and A is good, you know, and anything between. You know, if it's a C, if there's some risk, there's a D, there's a lot of risk, and it's an F, we're not going to take them.
Does it matter?
It's hard for us to take Ds, too. We rarely take a D.
Sorry to interrupt. Does it matter where you're picking? I mean, the fact that you're picking 10th, are you less likely to take a risk as if you were picking at the bottom of the first round?
Well, you're not going to take risk on your first round pick if a guy's, is a D. You're not going to take a risk like that with your first round pick. So, you know, if it's, you know, you're in the sixth round and you got an extra pick, or you're in the seventh round and you got an extra pick, you know, you can take more risk in the later rounds because of the value. It's not the same.
Jerry, what was your impression of the trades that the Rams and the Eagles made? Not specifically, you know, on what they gave up, but just what appears to be a trend now of teams going all out to try to secure what they feel might be a franchise quarterback, and how that is reflective of the way the game is played today.
Yeah, well, you know, what other teams do is really not my business, and I'm just really kind of worried about the Giants. You know, if they feel like they need to do that, they did what they had to do, and, you know, that's their business.
Did that change your projections on who might be available at 10?
Well, we always thought there's going to be a couple players up top that push some players down to us and give us more, you know, players to pick from. Yeah.
Jerry, when you look at the top of this draft, if you stay at 10, will you get a player who can instantly start and be a contributor?
We sure hope so. You know, if you pick inside, you know, the first 10, 12 picks, you'd like to get a starter who can jump out, you know, can put out there and start to play right away, and we sure hope we can get one. We believe we can.
Sure. Can we go back to the best available athlete again just for a minute?
Sure.
Aside from punters and place kickers, which you wouldn't do in the first round, is there any player who you wouldn't take with the 10th pick because of his position?
Any player that we wouldn't take with the 10th pick because of the position other than punter and kicker? No. No.
That includes a quarterback.
That includes any position except punter and kicker. Yep.
Do John's comments from the end of the year put any sense of urgency on you to own this draft, for better, lack of a better way to put it?
Nope. I put the urgency on myself, and I know I come to work every day, and I work my behind off, and that hasn't changed since day one. So, you know, I see how hard our personnel people work down there, and it was downstairs right now. I mean, upstairs, I should say. And the pressure is always there. Nobody puts more pressure on me than me.
The criticisms of recent drafts, do you take that personally?
You know, you guys got your own opinion about the draft, and you get paid to do that. So it's okay with me.
What's your opinion on the recent drafts?
Well, what's my opinion on the We work hard every time we draft, and you know, my opinions are my opinions, and your opinion is your opinion. So, I'm not going to get into that.
You have a lot more information at your disposal than we do. So, your opinion on how you drafted is probably going to be much more valid than ours.
Well, that's your opinion.
For a couple of years now, and has been involved in the drafts, obviously. But now he's in a position of higher power. What would you say is the biggest difference you've seen from in his involvement from previous drafts into this one?
Well, he was the coordinator last year. You know, in this draft, he's in on all the meetings. He's, you know, the defensive players we read, the offensive player, the special teams. He's in on all the meetings. Last year, he was just on the offense on the offensive players in the meetings. So that in and of itself is different. I think there's good players in all seven rounds.
Jerry, with what you were able to do in the beginning of free agency, does it become more challenging to not look at the draft and free agency as separate entities as far as building the roster, or is it still possible to say this serves one purpose and then the draft serves another?
No, we're not oblivious of what we did in free agency, but, you know, the draft stands alone. We're just trying to pick the best players out of this draft when we're picking.
Jerry, how important, as you guys, it's been made clear, obviously 6 wins isn't acceptable. How important is football character and personal character as you're looking for guys who can come in, help be sound draft picks, but also contribute, I'm assuming, to a winning and healthy culture?
Yeah, well, that's part of, you know, building a football team. You want to get guys in who are good team players and who wants to be good locker room guys and, you know, not a lot of me guys, you know, a bunch of team-oriented players that big, tough, smart guys that want to play together as a team. You win as a team, and if you don't play as a team, it's hard to win this league.
Jerry, do you think you have a starting caliber right tackle who you would be very comfortable with on your roster right now?
Sometimes the answer is on your roster. We do have some guys that we like. We'll see moving forward.
Do you view Bobby Hart as a guard or tackle, or how do you sort of view him? At
I think Bobby has the ability to play guard and tackle.
Jerry, are there any players on this in this draft who are off your board for non-football reasons?
Not right now. We don't really – not right now. Not right now. We're still in the process, and I'm sure there will be some guys that we take off.
You used 3 high picks on that offensive line the last 3 years. Mm-hmm. Is that something you go into this draft saying we want to get in the first couple of rounds is another offensive line? Is that rebuilding still?
We're just trying to get good players every time we pick. That's what's important to us, try to get good players.
Not obviously, you have needs at certain positions. You'd be all right leaving the draft, say, with no players at a certain position, or do you feel like I'm picking a position? You need to come out with at least one wide receiver maybe or something. Do you look at it that way at all?
No, we're looking at it that we need help on offense, we need help on defense, we need help on special teams, and we're trying to get good players, you know, in every aspect of those positions, offense, defense, and special teams.
Not that Goff and Wentz wouldn't have been taken in the top 10, but it seems like they're going to go 1-2. If you're not going for a quarterback and you're at 10, does that make it better for you? Because, you know, there's 8 spots. It just whittles down the number of available players.
Well, you know, if 2 quarterbacks get picked in front of us, then that pushes, you know, some players down to us. You know, that gives us a better chance to get the player that Kim talked about, you know, a player that can come in and impact our team.
Your quarterback obviously is getting up there in age. Are you at all close to the point where you have to start thinking about drafting the next guy, somebody to groom as his replacement?
Well, we think Eli has plenty of years left, but we're always conscious of, you know, is there a player in this draft or previous drafts or draft, you know, coming up that is there a quarterback available? Because you always want to try to have a quarterback in line ready to go as your quarterback gets older and, you know, on the backside of his career. You're always conscious of that. Yeah.
How do you assess your running backs? So you have 4 guys who played last year, and you added Bobby Rainey a couple of weeks ago.
We think we have all those guys are good enough to play in the league. All these guys are pros. I think we have, you know, 5 guys that can play in this league.
Jerry, as of yesterday, Josh Norman is a free agent. Any interest?
We investigate everything, Kim.
How surprised were you to see him become a free agent?
Nothing surprised me in this business. Nothing.
Are you basically finished with the free agent signings?
Well, there's still some free agents out there. You know, free agency really never stops. You know, it's the waiver wire is every day. There's guys on the waiver wire, but there's a few more veterans out there that's still waiting around, and we're still taking a look at, and we could do something.
Money
always plays a factor.
We haven't had a chance to talk to you since free agency started. What was it about those 3 guys in your eyes that was worth, you know, the big play you made for them?
Well, you know, this press conference was about the draft. You know, those guys were okay. We'll talk about them for a quick second then. those guys were really good players. We had them high on our free agent board, and we had some money this time. We felt like we'd have a chance to go and get some guys the caliber of the players that we got, and we went for them, and we were fortunate enough to get some of the guys that we targeted.
One more question about free agency. How important was it to you to bring back JPP for another season?
Well, you know, Jason is He's a terrific football player, and we're hoping that, you know, the procedure that he had on his hand after the season will continue to feel better for him, and he'll be able to play with that hand in the condition that it is, and we expect him to do that. And again, I said that, you know, at the draft, I believe that, you know, it was really kind of a miracle for me that he played last year. He'll be even that much better now, we think. Yeah, we have some young guys. We'll see. You know, you can't. Every position, somebody's got to be developed. And at some point, we hope that one of those young safeties can step up. You know, there's a few more guys out there in free agency. We'll take a look at. But we're hoping that some of those young guys can step up and play a role there. Well, we're still going to try to upgrade every position, Jordan. Every position, linebacker, safety, corner, defensive line, offensive line, tight end, receiver, running back, quarterback, all of them. If I left out something, those guys too.
Players have been here for, I guess, about a week and a half, 2 weeks almost. Mm-hmm. How's Victor doing, and what's he able to do?
So far, so good. You know, Victor is, he's been out there, you know, peeking out the window there, watching him run outside. He looked like he's, you know, we had some medical meetings last night, and all of our doctors are pleased with his progress so far, and we're hoping that he'll be the Victor that we know.
What's the plan with him moving forward here from spring into the summer?
Well, we're gonna take it easy with him, obviously, and make sure that he's ramped up a little bit at a time. And when training camp comes around, we're hoping he's full go. We expect him to be full go. Well, you know, he hadn't played in 2 years, you know, so, but he's probably more healthy now than he's probably been obviously in the last couple of years. And what we get from Victor will be a bonus, and we're hoping it's a great bonus for us.
Another question or two. Hey, when we talk about the draft, there's a couple guys that are 23, going to be 24 years old. How much does age play a factor for you guys when you obviously you have a grade on guys? Sort of influence where you place them on the board and how much stuff?
We're conscious of players' ages, you know, but at, you know, how many players play over four, five, 6 years, you know, so age is not a huge factor. You know, we don't want to draft a 30-year-old in this draft, but, you know, I don't think there are any 30-year-olds in this draft. But age, we do look at what the age is. Yeah.
I know that you didn't want to evaluate previous drafts, but despite all that you did in free agency, how much do you need the guys in the last couple of years to sort of step up and become what you expected them to become this year?
We always expect those guys. You got to develop players, and you know, the last few drafts we've had, we expect players to step up and continue to develop and be a core part of our football team. All right, thanks, guys.